Coronavirus is sparking a backlash among those employees who are still being directed to come into work. I'm David Brancaccio. First, if low oil prices are a proxy for the health of the world economy, that economy is in tough shape. Oil hit an 18-year low over the last day, falling beneath $20 a barrel for a time. It is down more than 6% at the moment. Economist Julia Coronado is with Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
An 18-year low for crude oil. I mean, it's the obvious demand shock. I mean, there's not a lot of shipping, not a lot of flying, not a lot of commuting, but it's more than that.
Yeah, that's right. None of the producers want to agree to reduce their supply. Everybody needs cash, so everybody's pumping at full speed, and we've got too much supply and not enough demand, and that's a recipe for a plunge in prices.
All right, does trickle down. I just saw the average retail price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. is approaching $2 a gallon now. You saw the Treasury Secretary thinks that the new small business loan emergency lending facility might be ready by Friday. That might help some small businesses keep people on their payrolls.
Yeah, time is of the essence here, and it looks like we are poised for another week of record jobless claims. So we are shedding jobs very quickly. So the sooner that they can get that money out the door to small businesses, the more we can stop the bleeding of jobs. And that's really, really essential to preventing this from becoming a deeper recession.
Economist Julia Coronado, Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The low-cost European airline EasyJet has grounded all 344 of its planes, with its finances set to be close to the edge. Workers at an Amazon warehouse in the New York City borough of Staten Island are planning a strike for around midday today. They want the place shut down temporarily and cleaned. Some are angry at the retail giant's decision to keep the warehouse open after one staffer there tested positive for COVID-19. Marketplace's Andy Euler is following this. Andy, it's not just workers in Staten Island.
Yeah, that's right, David. Amazon's scale and also just the surge in people ordering even more stuff online in the era of social distancing means that any disruption to their workflow would be a big deal. Now, a lot of workers are now voicing concern that companies just aren't doing enough to keep them safe from COVID-19. Workers at Instacart, the grocery shopping and delivery service, began a nationwide walkout in the United States today because they say that company isn't doing enough to protect them or even provide hazard pay. Instacart employs more than 150,000 workers across the U.S.
And an Amazon subsidiary, Whole Foods, based actually where you are in Austin, Andy, is also facing employee pressure.
Whole Foods workers have a flyer circulating online indicating a plan to conduct a sick out tomorrow. Now, that means all employees would use a paid sick day to basically shut down stores. The workers assert that they're putting themselves at risk by coming into work, and they're demanding 3 weeks paid time off for everyone, along with double hazard pay. There's even talk of a general strike in the U.S. The hashtag general strike, calling on workers everywhere to walk off the job, began trending on Twitter over the weekend.
Well, we'll monitor that. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Austin. Thank you.
You got it, David.
Then there's China, which faced this virus first and is beginning to come out the other side, perhaps. Officials in Beijing reported today that most industrial firms are back to work as of today. Wuhan was first closed in the face of the virus on January 23rd, more than 2 months ago. Now to voices from this cancellation economy we're now living in. KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb reports from California's Coachella Valley, about 2 hours from Los Angeles.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm
welcome.
Fine. Thank you. Vidal Coronel owns 7 single-family homes in the Coachella Valley. And one of the ways that she makes a living is by renting them out on platforms like Airbnb.
Yeah. It sleeps about 10 to 12 people at a time. So.
This is usually a big time of year for her, with events like Coachella, Stagecoach, and the tennis tournament at Indian Wells.
During this time, we can rent them up to $500 to $600 a night. Usually, it's about $150 to maybe $200. So there's a big difference there.
there.
But with the tennis tournament called off, the festivals pushed to October, Coronel has spent hours on the phone with people canceling reservations.
Just cancellations after cancellations, and it was insane.
The local tourism industry usually generates more than $7 billion a year for the region. So says Scott White with the Greater Palm Springs Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Tourism is the number one economy for the Coachella Valley. It employs over 60,000 people.
In addition to the festivals, this time of year, all kinds of groups usually have conferences in the desert. Now, they're pulling the plug all at once.
VP, how are you?
Over at the Hilton Palm Springs, Aftab Dada's phone has been ringing nonstop with both groups and individuals canceling reservations. He's the general manager here.
Well, it's absolutely a huge domino effect.
Dada says the hotel will continue to pay its staff, with many working from home. The hope is that there will be plenty for them to do again once these big events return in the fall. In the Coachella Valley, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.
The economy is arguably changing more radically right now than at any time since the Second World War. One report today suggests that 60% of Americans have had already their personal finances altered by the virus. Subscribe to our daily newsletter as a guide to the economic sides of all this. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.